Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, November 29th, 2012. That was Carol of the Bells from the Glory CD of jazz violinist Trevor Dick's 2-CD Christmas set Glory and Peace. Trevor's been busy this year and looks to have an even busier Christmas season. And he's on the phone with us from Guelph tonight. Good evening, Trevor.
Good evening, Robert.
How you doing?
Really good, thanks. How you doing today?
Well, good. You have had a terrifically busy year. And I can't remember the last time we talked, but catch us up to date on some of the stuff that you've been doing over the past few months.
Well, just kind of looking at my calendar, we wrapped up a really large 10-day East Coast tour throughout the Maritimes, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia. It was 13 events in 10 days, so it was a whirlwind tour. And just had a great time out there. Wonderful people, wonderful audiences, and a great time of ministry.
Now, is that your first time out there?
No, we've been out there quite a few times, and so have been developing, quite a following, a lot of supporters for the ministry, and, that was great. And I think probably the last time I saw you was at the Imago 40th anniversary event.
Yes.
Up at Glenn Gould Studio. That was in November, and that was great to be a part of that event. As you know, Flying Bow Music Ministry, which is the music ministry that I'm a part of, that's a nonprofit charitable organization. We do missionary work around the world. It was Imago played a large role in the launch of Flying Bow, and so it was great to be a part of the 40th anniversary of Imago and just celebrate the great work they've done.
And they had you. They had you wrap up the night. You were the final performance, and it was just a terrific evening. There were people from all across the country, musicians, singers, pianists, violinists. Kevin Ramisar Again, a local fellow doing his guitar stuff, dancers, just the whole gamut of stuff, and they had you wrap up.
Mm-hmm. It was a real honor to be a part of that. We ended up playing Passion, which is on the Yahweh CD. That song actually won the Instrumental Song of the Year through the GMAs a couple years ago, and just talks about really the feeling and the direction we were going with the song when we wrote it. Was just the things that we're passionate about, that we just give our all to, that those things that they're really gifts from the Lord, that we're just giving our hearts and our gifts back to Him, and so that we just keep the arts alive and well in Canada and around the world, and just continue to keep that passion alive, because it's been a gift that God's given us. So
now, one of the things I think that's happened since we've last talked has been your partnership now with Gideon's in Canada, and you've had a chance to do some concerts for them, including an international trip. Can tell us a little bit about our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, that's just been a wonderful partnership. Flying Bow has a number of partnerships, one with Compassion Canada, and we have a new partnership now as well with Gideon's Canada. And, the Gideons are just a great organization. They've just celebrated their 100th anniversary, and it was just an honor to join them to go to Bolivia on a mission trip. That was my sort of first exposure to the mission work that the Gideons are doing, and it was incredible. It was really something else. Our job, strategically, as a team, I brought one of our band members with Flying Bow. His name's Tony Lind, great guitarist. He joined me, and our job was to attract crowds in the marketplace, play in schools. We played in around 12 different schools. We played for 12,000 plus people in the main soccer stadium in Santa Cruz. We played for the military and the Navy. We played for the in the Santa Cruz prison. And in all these places, God just did incredible things. We saw over 25,000 people come to Christ one-on-one through the work of our time there, and it was in partnership with around 200 churches and pastors and volunteers. I've never been a part of an evangelical push like that in with that size and scope, where we saw so much fruit. It was incredible, and every one of those people that came to Christ, there's follow-up. They filled out a card. They're being encouraged to go to church and grow in their faith. And it was amazing. And, since then, I became a Gideon and really been wanting to be a part of that organization as much as I can as an artist, but also in partnership through Flying Bow. We're being an advocate and speaking on their behalf to see God's word go out around the world. You can become a Bible sponsor. So for $30 a month, you can actually personally sponsor Bibles and see the distribution of 10 Bibles per month through that $30, which I think, this is work that's going to make a difference for eternity, and I can see no greater value in that investment.
Well, and both the work with Compassion and with the Gideons and what you've been doing is sort of is where your heart is in terms of your history is you grew up were born in the mission field, grew up wanting to be a missionary and taking the musical path, but now it's that whole aspect of combining both the music and mission and ministry and really reaching out and that's being part of who you are and what you're hoping God is going to do with you.
That's right. I mean, my whole life is built on a verse that my mom fed into me when I lost my dad in a car accident. She said, Trevor, the Bible says that God's going to be your daddy now. The Bible says that God's the father of orphans and the husband of widows. So my life's built on God's word. So, that's why it's such a great fit with Gideon's, but also the fact that God helps children and orphans and widows, and the work of Compassion is to reach out to orphans and widows and to help children around the world and families and have them come to Christ as well. Their motto is, the difference is Jesus, because I believe, you can feed and clothe children. You can give them bread, you can give them water, but if they they miss the opportunity to have the bread and water of life. They're still lost for eternity. And so whatever we do, I think we need to invest in things that are going to make a difference for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just love the work of compassion, the focus on Christ and winning children to Christ and families to Christ. And so that's been a great partnership as well with Flying Boat.
Great. Well, what we need to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor Dick and talk a little bit about his Glory and Peace CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Peace from the Peace CD of Trevor Dick's Glory and Peace, which is a 2-CD Christmas set. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Trevor. Trevor, it's been a couple of years since the CD came out. Let's go back and sort of look back on the history of it. And what led you to actually putting out a Christmas CD?
Well, you know, I've always loved Christmas music. I was advised to maybe not release a Christmas CD as early as I did, because it was really my third recording. But I just thought, you know, every CD, Christmas CD that I have in my collection, I treasure, and there's ones that I play time and time again. And I just thought it'd be nice to have something. And I had the idea of the verse, you know, in the Bible, glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill towards all men and women who diligently serve him. And that verse just kind of, you know, I just thought, man, there's an opportunity here to do an album that's not just high energy like I normally do, but something that could also portray the quiet side of Christmas. And so the idea, glory would be the high energy songs, peace would be the quieter, more serene songs, just talking about the glory and the peace of God in the birth of Jesus. There's all kinds of verses through the Bible that talk about those two main themes. You know, for instance, you know, you read the Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands." Or, you know, Psalm 104, 1-3 says, "O my soul, bless God, God my God, how great you are, beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all heaven stretched out for your tent. What a wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side, made earth overflow with your wonderful creations. The glory of God, let it last forever. Let God enjoy his creation." And so we're coming face to face with God's glory all the time. And then, you know, you see themes of peace as well in the Bible. You know, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, 18 is one of my favorite verses that says, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new. God has done it all. He sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. He has given us the work of making peace between himself and others. This is from the Message Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the Bible is just filled with those two main themes of God displaying his glory, but also bringing us peace at the same time. And so these songs, we just really carefully selected these songs to portray both of those main themes that you see throughout God's Word.
Well, and the other element of it, too, is not just the two themes, the theme of glory and the theme of peace, but you actually, you know, in the instrumentation, you provided a difference between the two themes as well. With the glory, there's more of a backup band. You're using one of your electric violins. You're going to correct me if I'm wrong here. But then on the piece, it's just you and, was it Brad Tews?
Yeah, Brad Tews on
piano, in sort of a, you know, done live in a concert hall, and it was out and outside of the studio aspect. So, I mean, there's even that whole element of the change up between the instrumentation and the sound of that. Was that a deliberate choice?
It was. We really wanted peace to have this really quiet, acoustic, untouched sort of sound and feel to it, very live, off the floor. And so we deliberately recorded that actually at the Guelph Youth Music Center, beautiful Yamaha grand piano there. And we just brought, you know, a few mics, set them up in the room, and just played them two or three takes on each song, just chose the best take. Purposefully, they're not perfect. We didn't, you know, do overdubs or anything. We just thought, you know, we're going to just capture just our heart off the floor musically in these songs. And I've had so many people tell me they just love that album, even if that's not what they're used to hearing from us. It's got a very it's filled with a lot of integrity because it's live right off the floor, and you can tell it's very untouched and. And you know that, you know, Jesus, when he was born, you know, he brought this peace, but he was born in a manger. He was born in a cold, dark place. It wasn't a beautiful kind of perfect setting for him to be born in, as you would imagine from a king. So, I mean, just the, that was sort of where we were going with that the peace album mm-hmm. as well, you know, just in terms of what we were trying to portray in the birth of Christ.
You're starting to do some touring around the Glory and Peace CD, and that we'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But it's always a challenge I find for musicians to, you know, with stuff like Christmas music, you bring it out once a year, and you know, start rehearsing it and putting it together. How do you get to the point yourself and with your band to really put meaning into that without it sort of sounding, yeah, here's the Christmas stuff, we're doing it again?
Well, you know, we just had, it's interesting you say that, because I'm sitting in my studio right now and it's completely cleared out of all the regular furniture and because we just had a rehearsal this week. We're getting prepared for some large events. There's a one at the River Run Center in Guelph this coming Saturday in support of Bracelet of Hope, and Gian Gomeshi is going to be a host for that, so it'll be a real honor to be a part of that. And we have another event this Wednesday with international teams for a fundraising banquet they're doing. And you know, we were just rehearsing all the songs, and you know, it's really enjoyable every Christmas for us to pull this music back up. We don't get tired of it. It's really refreshing in many ways. You could just see in the band, we're just kind of all smiling and just really enjoying the process, because, I mean, it's very challenging music to play. We really put a lot into it and technically, so that's a lot of fun to work back up. But also, just we have such great memories of this music too, ministering and performing across Canada. That whenever we play it, it just sort of brings back those memories too, and it really helps us all get into the true meaning and spirit of Christmas, you know, in remembering Christ in our own way. And it's not hard to do. We really enjoy the process, and we've really been enjoying this this rehearsing and getting ready for this tour.
Well, and speaking of you know, getting into the Christmas spirit and thinking about Christmas and that, especially with you and you've got and like I said, we'll talk about this in after the break. Is you've got some stuff coming up, concerts and that around the Christmas season. But how in all of that busyness and in that, you know, the ministry and the performance and all that, how do you keep yourself grounded and connected with that whole true meaning of Christmas so that you're not overwhelmed and tired and fatigued by the time Christmas Day rolls around?
Well, it's just keeping the important things first and foremost in my daily my daily time, my walk, and that is really, you know, starting each day with a quiet time. I, you know, did that this morning, and you know, hopefully can maintain that each day through this tour, and even in the busyness of living out of a hotel and that sort of thing as we go out to British Columbia next week and start kick off the tour there. That you know, I just can maintain that, you know, just, you know, that balance, you know, of a quiet time, exercise, those things that, you know, just keep us healthy and sharp and with the kind of focus that we need to be able to minister in a clear and healthy way. And you know, it's hard to do, but you know, it's just maintaining that balance and having the discipline to do that, that's the challenge, and that's my prayer, is that I'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we need to take one final break, and when we come back, we'll finish our conversation with jazz violinist Trevor Dick. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sojourn of the Kings from Trevor Dick's Glory and Peace CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Trevor. Trevor, you mentioned that you've got the Bracelet of Hope event coming up on December 1st.
Yeah.
You've got the event for international teams. What other stuff have you got going on locally around the Christmas season?
Well, those are the only two events. The international teams event is actually tomorrow night in Burlington, and I think you'd probably need to contact them for tickets. But the website's careforcegala.ca. If there's any listeners in the Burlington area, they want to catch that. But then after we do the Bracelet of Hope event on December 1st in the Guelph area, then we're going directly to British Columbia, and the rest of the tour will be there. We'll be in Kelowna, Penticton, Abbotsford, then West Vancouver, North Vancouver, and then we fly back out on the 23rd in Vancouver at Broadway Church. So if there, you know, any of the listeners have friends and family out in the Vancouver area or on the mainland in British Columbia or in the interior BC, you know, just spread the word and get the word out there that we'll be out in that area. We need all the help we can get, you know, to spread the word and just, but we know God's going to bring out the people that are supposed to be at these events.
Well, what's the best way people could find out about tour information so they know when and where you're going to be?
Well, my website's trevordick.com, or you can also go to flyingbowministry.com. Both those places will direct them to the dates, and there's also a Facebook page set up as well, link to all the various dates on a Facebook page as well. If you just do a quick search for Glory and Peace or Trevor Dick on Facebook, you can find that information there as well.
And where can people get a hold of the CD itself?
It's available right off my website as well, or off the Flying Bow Ministry website, so both of those places will direct you there. It's also available on iTunes and about 18 other download sites, so whichever one you're interested in, just do a quick search of my name, Trevor Dick, or Glory and Peace, and you should be able to find it in one of those places. My main place that I host the CD is on CD Baby, and you can actually purchase hard copies from there as well. Great. Also get them directly from me as well, just by contacting me directly, and that's trevor@flyingbow.com.
Great. Well, Trevor, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Hey, thank you, Robert. God bless you.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thank you to my guest, Trevor Dick. Be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.